Government says it is investing nearly 400 million pesos for the beautification of Manila Bay. But is white sand really the solution? Or will this create more problems?
And cell sites from China-backed Dito Telco will be built inside military camps.
Mula po sa Quezon City, ako si Robbie Alampay, Puma Podcast.
At ako si Inday Espina Varona. It's September 9. Ito ang Teka Teka, balita para sa mga huli sa balita.
Teka Teka, before we continue with this newscast, chances are you're already familiar with Puma Podcast. Well, as you also know by now, Teka Teka na po ang tawag natin sa ating newscast. And we're putting Teka Teka on its own channel in the same streaming platform. So this is just a reminder, please do continue to follow Puma Podcast. We're very happy for that. We appreciate your support. But now you can also, and we encourage you, to follow Teka Teka on its own channel para if you want to binge and just listen to the news na sunod-sunod, you can follow Teka Teka as well. But do please continue to follow Puma Podcast as well.
Let's talk about Manila Bay, Rob. Kasi for the first time ever, magkaka-white sand na daw siya.
Totoo yan, Inday. And when we say first time ever, because, alam mo, ang Manila Bay, kahit nung panahon pa bago dumating ang mga Kastila, never yan naging white sand.
That's right, Rob. Always been a Malate kid and for more than a decade lived right on the bay. Pero ang concern natin dito is yung material na ginamit for white sand in dolomite. Gaano katagal yan titigil dyan kapag may monster typhoon that slams into Manila? Kasi I've seen those waves soar across the boardwalk and flood Roas Boulevard. Pero mas malaking tanong pa, yung public na gustong hikayati na pumunta dyan para magliwaliw, how safe are they?
Exactly. Our correspondent Christine Chung asked our friends from Flip Science PH.
Hi Robbie and Inday. 389 million pesos reportedly funded a beautification project of Manila Bay. A thick layer of white sand from dolomite now covers the shoreline of this cultural site. The problem is, crushed dolomite is harmful to the surrounding aquatic life and to our health as well. I talked to our friend Mikel to find out what dolomite is and if Manila Bay really needs this synthetic white sand.
So dolomite is used in construction, so and in a variety of manufacturing purposes. So it's in cement, it's in mortar, it's in concrete, it's in plastics, but it's actually a naturally occurring mineral. It's just not naturally occurring in Manila Bay. This is a crude comparison, but imagine the building materials of your house, picture turning them into sand and putting it on Manila Bay. That's not a direct comparison, but it illustrates just how unnatural this is within the context of Manila Bay.
Aside from the fact that dolomite is not a naturally occurring mineral in Manila Bay, may risk din ito sa health natin. And the Department of Health this week issued warnings that dolomite is a potential health hazard. Inhaling dolomite dust can cause various respiratory issues. This is according to Health Undersecretary Maria Rosario Vergere while citing medical studies.
It doesn't necessarily mean that if you go there, you'll automatically develop these diseases. Dolomite, in various studies, has been shown to cause various respiratory diseases, including but not limited to bronchitis, even cancer, silicosis. It can damage the lungs. It could cause also stomach ache and diarrhea. Basically, nasty stuff for human beings. It's not supposed to be something that we inhale. Some of the people who are defending the dumping of dolomite in Manila Bay are saying that, well, the dolomite was not crushed into fine particles, so you should not worry about that. But that's not a valid excuse. Its presence there itself is a hazard to not just the aquatic life there, but to people who are visiting there.
Despite the medical studies, Department of Environment and Natural Resources Secretary Roy Simatu stands by the safety of dolomite in the Manila Bay Sand Project. His argument? According to him, the crushed dolomite particles are 100 times bigger than dust. Therefore, they are not small enough to be inhaled. For more science news and feature articles, check out flipscience.ph.
Maraming salamat, Christine Chong. Christine is the producer of our news segment, Take a Break. Now, this week, Christine also spoke with our friends about their fondest memories of that bar and live music venue in Quezon City, Route 196. Like many well-loved places in Metro Manila, Route 196 closed shop because of the COVID crisis. Christine has a story on this. Here's an excerpt.
Nakita rin ng Route ang lahat ng highs and lows ko in those years of my life. So I guess you can say na doon na rin ako tumanda at nagtanda. Like, akala ko may uuwihan pa tayo after ng lahat ng gulo na to, pero wala na pala.
Catch this episode of Teka Break on the Teka Teka channel on Spotify, Anchor, Stitcher, Google, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now another story making local headlines. Defense Secretary Delphine Lorenzana says he signed a deal that will allow Tito Telecommunity Corporation to build cell sites inside Philippine military camps. Yung hindi pa sumusunod dito sa storya, the concern lies on Dito because a Chinese telco owns 40% of the company.
And there is cause for concern, Inday, not just for the Philippines. And this part maybe not all of us are aware, but under Beijing laws, Chinese state-owned firms, particularly technology companies, are obligated to share information and data when they are called on and required by the Chinese government. Kaya yung mga lawmakers natin, some of them brought this up in a budget hearing recently.
Since the secretary is the head of the national defense and of course in charge of protecting the sovereignty of our country, and these contractors built installations that are threats to our national security and our sovereignty, would he not therefore give an advice to the president to blacklist them because they are the ones placing this military against us in the West Philippine Sea?
That was Congressman Rufus Rodriguez of Cagayan de Oro.
That's a valid concern, Rob. Australia, United States, Japan, New Zealand, even Taiwan reconsider deals with Chinese telco companies for the same reason. Siyempre, concerned sila sa possible espionage. But we'll just have to wait and see. Lorenzana did reassure Congress that certain measures will be made to make sure that military secrets are not compromised.
Most camps actually in the Philippines have already cell site towers of the Globe and Smart. The contract or the memorandum of agreement that I signed, approved between the AFP and Dito is that it will just be limited to those camps as well. I think this is just fair for Dito because they will also be providing signals or telco services in the provinces.
Now, we're already in China. We might as well talk about news happening around the world. Carl Javier, as always, has been following the news beyond the Philippines.
Hi, Robbie. Hi, Inday. Ang daming balita tungkol sa Russia in the international headlines, with topics ranging from a possible coronavirus vaccine to cyber attacks on democratic states. One ongoing story is centered around Alexei Navalny, the fierce critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Navalny was poisoned back in August 20. He fell ill and was at first treated in Siberia. Then he was transferred to a hospital in Germany. As part of his treatment, he was put into a medically induced coma. This week, Navalny woke up from his coma and is responding to verbal stimuli. The doctors in Germany found that he was poisoned with Novichok, a nerve agent used in chemical warfare. Russian secret service agents used Novichok a few years back in a similar attack in England. Where the story stands now is Germany is demanding an explanation. And they say that if they don't get one, there will be sanctions against Russia. Here is German Chancellor Angela Merkel in a press conference from last week.
Wir unterrichten unsere Partner in der EU und in der NATO über die Untersuchungsergebnisse.
Merkel says Germany is informing their EU and NATO partners about the results of the findings and that they will deliberate this together and come up with a common reaction.
Maraming salamat, Carl Javier. At bago tayo magtapos, Inday, it's time once again. Can you guess who is speaking here? This soundbite is a few years old. It was taken from an interview back in 2014 during the investigations into the killing of transgender woman Jennifer Laude. Maalala nyo kaya kung sino itong nagsasalita?
He should have been investigated like anyone else. No? He should have been brought to a police station. His statement should have been obtained by the police, his fingerprints. Mm. But all this was gone because Philippine authorities allowed him to be under the custody of the United States.
Friends, if you know the answer, message us at our Teka Teka Facebook page.
Na in the meantime, Inday, nahulaan mo ba ang mystery sound natin last Friday?
Expect the best. We're doing everything para maging swimmable na po ito para sa ating mga kababayan na minsan ay na pagkaitan ng mundo na makarating sa Boracay, sa El Nido, sa Bohol, dito po lalapit sa iyo, White Sands,
yes,
sa
Manila. That's Benny Antiporda. Siya yung laman ng top story natin ngayon tungkol sa Manila Bay.
That's right. Benny Antiporda is Undersecretary at the Department of Environment and Natural Resources. And he's the one who's having to field and answer so many questions about that White Sand project in Manila Bay. Follow our page, Teka Teka, for more news stories. And Puma Podcast PH for more updates on our new podcast. Muli, ako po si Robbie Alampay.
At ako si Inday Espina Varona.
Teka Teka, just like Kuma Podcast, is available on Spotify, Anchor, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or kung saan man kayo pumapodcast. This episode was produced by our executive producer, Kat Ventura. It was edited by Mark Casilian.
With reports from Kristen Chong and Carl Javier, maraming salamat.